Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Shot Trend Wedding, or Shotgun Wed Trend. What do you prefer, Becca?
I think Shotgun Wed Trend.
Shotgun Wed Trend. All right, that's what we're going to go with. I am Jack, that is super producer, Becca Ramos!
Ooh, hello, I'm back.
I'm back, motherfucker. It's great to have you. Great to have you here. And got big shoes to fill.
For the next while.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's out. So
we got super producer Anna Hosnia has gone to work and put together some great guest co-hosts, some of y'all's favorites. So yeah. We'll be without Miles for a little bit, sadly, but also fortunately. Because
yes, he will be in our hearts and minds.
Yes. All right. So should we tell the people what's trending?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. TJ and Amy are back. TJ Holmes and Amy Robach. We covered this trend when it came out. Everyone was like shipping them because they were like they anchored the third hour.
So much chemistry.
Yeah, GMA3, third hour of Good Morning America. They were the anchors. Everyone was like, oh my God, they're so cute. I want them to fuck each other, basically. And they were like, done. We got you.
We'll do that.
People, don't worry. We got you covered. And they started fucking each other. And then it turned out they were already both happily married to other people. They were already like good friends, like as a couple. They like babysat each other's children. So that's dark.
The wives were really good friends.
Yeah, the wives were really good friends. So that's fucked up. And like, I think there's some kerfuffle. So some rumors that TJ, this is not, he's a bit of a womanizer.
Yeah.
So people are like, oh, this isn't as cute as it used to be. And the latest update is that ABC has fired them both. And like after a lengthy, what's it called when the company like gets you in a
mediation process.
Yeah. Where that's, you never want to be in one of those. I'll tell you that much, folks. When you're in a, like, it's always in contracts that you sign with big corporations. And then they're like, we reserve the right to just, invent a court in a boardroom somewhere and do whatever the fuck we want to you legally. And that seems to be what happened here. So TMZ is reporting they're both out at ABC. Sources connected to the network tell us that it was a marathon mediation session Thursday and that the mediation was extremely contentious, with ABC reps accusing both Amy and TJ of various forms of misconduct, which one source characterized as a witch hunt. So that phrase has been ruined, by the way.
Yeah.
Anonymous source for this TMZ thing. You can't use it anymore, at least for like another few decades. I think we're it just calling something a witch hunt immediately puts you in a weird place. We're told one of the accusations is that Amy had liquor in her dressing room, which the ABC folks said was a violation of policy. One source, so that's the name of the source, called the accusation ridiculous, noting some of the bottles were sent from top ABC news execs. And then they also accused Amy of being drunk at work sometime at one point. But it was like the thing they were talking about, she had like gone to a college football national championship game the night before and like showed up hungover to work. So they like really were just like, we're going to ruin you, ma'am.
It's giving The Morning Show, as I was saying off air. I have not watched The Morning Show, but this, it gives me the same vibe.
From my understanding of the premise, but yeah, that does
of the show.
Like, yeah. So I don't know. Don't have affairs with coworkers.
Don't shit where you eat, folks.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah. All right. The world is ready for Shotgun Wedding. I have been hearing about Shotgun Wedding for a long time now, because first we heard about it because it was initially a rom-com between J-Lo and
Armie Hammer.
Armie Hammer, baby. I don't know why that I said it that way. It was weird. So they had to recast that. They went with Josh Duhamel. Just, you know,
which,
real
I'd argue
journeyman.
Way better fit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Armie Hammer has like an unsettling vibe about him, even before
totally
the, you know, news of his cannibalism and sexual assaults happened.
Yeah.
He definitely was someone I feel like Hollywood, there's like a really good article about it. I don't remember from where, about how they were trying to make him happen and it just like wasn't happening, you know? And it was before the news came out that this article came out. It's like for years we've been trying to make Armie Hammer happen and it's just not working. He has like a nastiness about him. His demeanor seems angry. Like you're like Uncanny Valley type of vibe. You're
Like,
your smile is scary.
So he always seemed like he had like 1 foot in Patrick Bateman, American Psycho vibes. Like, and the things that he really worked in were things like that. Like I always felt like he was really good as like the Winklevoss twins, who were, you know, creeps.
Yep.
Who, you know.
Yeah, his Sorry to Bother You role,
as Victor mentioned, is so good. It's probably his best work. And he plays a like coked up like media or just like business executive predatory fucking creep.
Yeah.
He's the Jeff Bezos
of that world. Yeah.
They definitely wanted him to be like a Hollywood leading man. Is Josh Duhamel the best person to put in his place? I don't know. I feel like
for this role, yeah. I mean, if you look at Josh Duhamel's history, he was a rom-com man in his, Yeah, he was definitely in a lot of dreamy rom-coms. He was also in the daytime sitcom or romantic sitcom. I don't know. Of Las Vegas, you know? Anyone watch that procedural? I loved it.
I might just be underrating Josh Duhamel because we, like early in the pandemic, we watched that, it was a Hallmark movie that was like one of the top trending things on Netflix. And it was a rom-com where he played basically like a QAnon person. Like, it was
okay,
like,
well,
he was like a prepper. He lived in the country and it had the standard Hallmark QAnon or Hallmark politics of like woman who tried to make it in the city or the suburbs, like finds out that it's, that place is hell and that you have to move to the country and become a farmer and like start.
Okay, that's fair. If you've only like think about it from that one movie, but you got to think about like,
I gotta give
Win a Date with Tad Hamilton. You got to think about the romantics, Rome,
okay. Yeah.
New Year's Eve. That's my favorite.
Okay.
So
I've not seen any of these. So I know what I'm doing this weekend. But anyways, the real thing that people are coming to see is Jennifer Lopez get married.
Again, 80th time in a movie.
This is something that I was like, she was just in Marry Me, you know, Maid of Honor. We love her in a wedding context. And it feels like this was also a role that like Julia Roberts filled for a while, where like she had Runaway Bride and My Best Friend's Wedding, and also had like real life wedding drama, like where she left, so supposedly like left someone at the altar. I think it might have been Kiefer Sutherland, actually. Good move, by the way. And then was like, you know, famously married to Lyle Lovett, and everyone was like, "You blew it. He's ugly." That was really the take.
Oh my god!
But so I was like trying to, I was thinking about like, what do they have in common that like makes us want to see? Because yeah, it does feel like Jennifer Lopez replaced her, and I think it's that. They're both like just amazing, like megawatt stars who like you can just watch in anything. And also you want to see them like fall in love with someone. And also there's something about like you, I feel like both of them would be really mean to me if I like ran into them in any context, like outside of.
You think Julia Roberts would be mean? We know J-Lo would be mean. That's like point blank that, period.
Yeah, that's apparently like known thing. Doctrine in Hollywood is like, oh yeah, yeah. She'd hate you. But I always got that vibe that like Julia Roberts would just like hate me. And maybe that says more about me than other people. But anyways. I do love this obsesh. Okay, so here we have them all. So we got The Wedding Planner, 2001. We got Monster in Law, 2005. We got Marry Me. We got Shotgun Wedding. And Maid of Honor.
She's been in a whopping 8 movies that she's been married in.
Does Maid of Honor not like, is it just the maid kind of wordplay? There's no like wedding side to that wordplay?
No, there is, I think. Because she's like, or Maid, are you thinking Maid of Manhattan?
Maid of Manhattan. Was there not a Maid of Honor movie?
Let's look. I guess that, now I gotta know. Yeah. J-Lo.
Maid of Honor did not
have J-Lo in
it. Because
this article I pulled up just says that she was in 8 wedding movies. But of course, why wouldn't... That's a perfect chance for a listicle. Why didn't you... Why didn't you give me a listicle? But I am...
I failed. Yeah, Maid of Honor is a Patrick Dempsey movie that... does not star J-Lo.
You got The Wedding Planner. You've got Maid in Manhattan. You got, I'm assuming,
Maid in Manhattan. Does she get married in that?
Jilly. I think that one's a movie where she gets married. You got Monster in Law. I wonder if Shall We Dance is also. I haven't obviously watched every movie that she's been married in.
But Elizabeth Taylor was like, I think the sort of platonic ideal of this type of superstar in that she was the most glamorous, like beautiful person in Hollywood and also was like getting married, or everybody was always talking about like who she was getting married to. I don't know if she turned that into box office gold, but anyways, Shotgun Wedding is getting mixed to bad reviews. But everybody
that sounds
agrees.
Right. That sounds accurate.
Yeah. It's like 42% on the tomato meter, but everyone's like, but it's a lot of fun. So we'll see. Let's take a quick break while we've been talking about J-Lo getting married movies for a while. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we're back, and they still haven't, as of this recording, released the Tyre Nichols video. There's just a lot of like statements from the police that are like, it's really, really bad. It's so bad, like really going to be awful. You guys, like you can't fucking believe it. And it's like, you have the video, right? You're just not showing it because of like media windows.
Yeah.
You don't like, it's a weird thing that they're like, it's going to be Friday night actually. And, it's just, I don't know. But anyways, like, I did want to talk about Cop City though. The protests that are happening in Atlanta, because they began as a peaceful protest and vigil in Atlanta honoring a slain activist. And it ended in, so I love the way the CNBC covers this, but it ended in property damage and several arrests Saturday. An honoring a slain activist. How'd they get that way? How did the activist get slain? And this is the culmination or, you know, escalation of 2 years of organizers and activists trying to get city leaders to not like knock down 30 acres of forest in Atlanta or near Atlanta and build a giant police training facility.
Oh my God.
And they've like gone through city council. They've tried to like go the legislative route. Nobody in the city wants this thing. Like nobody.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like very wildly unpopular. And
well, cause I also wonder, not that it would be any benefit to see the demographics, but I'm like, what is the demographics of the police force versus the civilians of Atlanta? You know, like,
oh yeah,
is it a white police force in an incredibly black city? Like,
right,
at building a giant weapon of mass destruction in a city that does not need that type of policing? Or
and you
I
know
mean,
what
no
we do
does.
Need some fucking forests. I'll tell you.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. We really need forests.
It's almost like global warming is coming to get us. I don't
desperately
know.
Desperately don't need more police, I think is probably the moral of the story of the past fucking 40 years. Keisha Lance Bottoms, former mayor of Atlanta, now member of the Biden administration, defended the project, saying in September 2021... that the forested land was the only viable location for such a facility. Fuck off. Please, directly. Yeah, the worst. There is a violent video of Paul Pelosi being attacked that should shed any or, you know, put to rest any doubt around, you know, there were like the rumors that, oh, it was actually like a escort that he had that attacked him and that's what happened. And like, so this is body cam footage. The police arrive And there is this person who is like central casting, mega dude, like, you know, appears to have been styled by the Oath Keepers, standing there with a hammer that Paul Pelosi is like also holding, like desperately being like,
yeah,
you know, trying to just be like, guys, could you please fucking take this person? And then the guy rests the hammer away and really like winds up and whacks Paul Pelosi in a way that it like does make you amazed that he survived it.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. And Pedro Pascal is hosting SNL. And we thought this was a good opportunity for us to just, you know, take a moment, talk about where we've seen Pedro Pascal, where we first saw him, why we appreciate Pedro Pascal. You are an appreciator of his work.
Absolutely. I'm an appreciator of his hotness and his work. I'm an appreciative of his representation. He is Chilean. We stan our Chilean king. I will be figuring out a way to watch him on SNL because evilly SNL has been pulled from Hulu. So you can't watch new episodes on Hulu, which is absolutely disrespectful. But I feel like I first fell in love with Pedro Pascal in, ironically, probably Narcos. And then I went back and like watched a lot of his other works, like film and other TV. I am not a watcher of The Last of Us, which is, I know, the reason why he's on SNL. I won't be because that is just like not my vibe. But do I rewatch Narcos to see Pedro Pascal? 1,000%.
Did you watch Mandalorian?
Yes, I did watch Mandalorian too. Absolutely. But he's masked a lot of that. So, you know, that's too much mask for me.
Probably the most, the handsomest, like he doesn't always have a mustache, but he definitely looks better with a mustache.
100%. 100%.
Can't say that about every, like really anyone that I can think of other than like Selleck. Like he's the Selleck and the Burt Reynolds of this.
You are right. Era. He does give me a Latino Burt Reynolds vibe.
Yeah.
I mean, he like, played whatever Whiskey Dude in The Kingsman. Agent Whiskey.
Whiskey Dude. Yeah.
Whiskey Dude. This little Southern accent. I was like, that's my guy.
And it's interesting. So normally you put a mustache on me, I go from, oh, that guy seems like he's not that harmful to, you know, villain vibe. Like everybody starts holding their children a little bit closer when I have a mustache. You put a mustache on him, you're like, that is the handsomest, most trustworthy man I've ever seen. Take it off and he's the villain from Wonder Woman 1984.
That's true. It does not work in the reverse very well.
It doesn't work. Yeah, he doesn't look as good or like someone I want to hang out with without the mustache. But he, Wonder Woman 1984 is such a strange movie.
It is a weird movie. It was, we were talking about this off air, it is very much like a fable. Like it's not giving superhero movie, you know?
Right.
It has a weird tone to it. I hated Kristen Wiig as a villain. I just don't think that was really her vibe. It didn't suit her very well. It was very much a drama. Like the whole thing is a very long, drawn out movie. I did obviously cry for the breakup of Wonder Woman and what's his face? Chris Pine.
Yeah.
I mean, not breakup. Obviously, like he had to enter back into the real world or whatever. That made me sad because I do like them as a couple, but I hated the movie.
Yeah. It was also very strange because he's not actually, his character's body is not in the movie. It's like they steal some person's body, some human being's like life and just like hack his, it's the fact
movie.
that script like got through and they're like, yeah.
They're like, 1984 for sure.
we'll spend $180 million on this at least. Like I feel like that. Like production budget had to have been around $100 million, and then the marketing budget was probably at least that. It is one of the weirdest movies because they made a It's like a children's fable. And like Pedro Pascal's character is like so strange. He's like this really broad, like kind of hapless loser where he's like, oh,
bad
boy,
father.
Oh, gee, I'm really screwing this one up. Like, it's not what I was expecting from him as a villain, but also kind of winning, you know?
Yeah.
In the
absolutely.
End, like you still love him a little bit.
And that's what he does to our hearts and minds. We love Pedro Pascal. I just saw on his scholarly source Wikipedia that he was Inigo Montoya for the home movie Princess Bride. I didn't realize they made another Princess Bride, I guess, miniseries, but
directed
role,
DVD or what?
Yeah, it seems like
when did
it.
That happen?
I don't know. It says episode chapter 2, The Shrieking Eels. Either way, I do think he would make a great Inigo Montoya for the Princess Bride. That makes sense to me.
That does. That makes all the sense. All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this. We also have Mascara Gate, but I feel like Mascara Gate's not going away. Isn't that right? Like
I feel like no.
We got a lot of trends to cover, Becca.
We got a lot of trends to cover. And I could go on about Mascara Gate for a solid 10 minutes. So let's
We might just have to do
this.
Mascara Gate as a, as a standalone episode. All right. It goes all the way to the top is what I'm told. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining. Becca, where can people find you, Folly?
You can find me at Bex, B-E-C-C-S, Ramos on all platforms.
Yeah, yeah. Woo. You can find me on Twitter only at Jack_O'Brien. You can find us on Twitter. Oh, I don't do that on that. Anyways, that's going to do it for us for the week. It's been a week. We are back on Monday with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all on Monday. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And for a limited time, get more fun for less with the Michigan Bundle for just $49.99. Exclusive to Michigan residents only. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.